This feast of the baptism of our Lord marks the end of the Christmas season and the beginning of the rest of the liturgical year. We remember how Jesus went to John the Baptist, his cousin, to be baptized by him, not because our Lord needed baptism. He was free of sin. He did not need what John the Baptist was offering, but he chose nonetheless to identify himself with the many sinners who were going down into the water at the hand of John the Baptist. He chose to identify with us poor sinners because it was for you and me that he entered into the world. It was for you and me that he chose to die, so that by his perfect sacrifice, perfect because he was without sin, that his sacrifice would serve to forgive us from our sins. And through his resurrection, symbolized by his coming up out of the waters of the Jordan, would the gates of heaven be open to us. We remember on this feast of the baptism of the Lord that he goes down into the waters so as to identify with us sinners and to make those very waters clean and holy and transformative and regenerative, those waters of baptism, that sacrament through which personal and original sin is forgiven, that sacrament that sets us on the course of our life in the church, our sacramental life of the church. Baptism is the gateway through which we enter into a new and abundant life, a fruitful life. Isaiah the prophet would speak of the sacrament of baptism hundreds of years before the time of our Lord. Hundreds of years before, he would prophesy about baptism when he said, "Come to the water. Come to the water." He invites us to enter into the mystery of our Lord's death and resurrection, a mystery that is symbolized by his going down into the waters and rising up from them. Isaiah speaks of baptism well in advance of its institution by Christ. He would say very famously in that same passage, "Why spend your money for what is not bread? Why spend your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you will eat well." What a beautiful image for the life of baptism, the life of living in finding our meaning and our purpose in the Lord. Why spend your money on what is artificial and what does no good? Heed me, and you will eat well. It's a beautiful image about how baptism calls us to invest our lives well, to spend our resources on what really matters, on what is truly life-giving, following the Lord Jesus. A journey that begins with baptism is exactly how we do that. "Heed me, follow me, and you will eat well," says the Lord. Isaiah goes on to admonish us to seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek the Lord while he may be found. There's an urgency in those words, an urgency that suggests that we do not have forever. The time passes, and time passes quickly, and that we are called to take decisive action, not at some indefinite point in the future when we don't have anything else to do, but now. Seek the Lord while he may be found. He may be found now and here. You don't have to seek anywhere else. You don't have to climb to the top of a high mountain. You don't have to go on a journey of tens of thousands of miles. You find him right here. Isaiah would admonish us, let the scoundrel forsake his ways and the wicked man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous in forgiving. Maybe none of us here deserves to be called a scoundrel. I certainly hope not. But we can make foolish choices, can't we? We can live our lives not in reality, but in a world of falsehood, a world of lies, a world of emptiness, a world devoid of meaning. We can be far, far away from the path of life when we are overly attracted and driven by the search and the quest to purchase bright, shiny things. Things that we spend money on, resources on. Things that only corrupt and tarnish. We live a life of foolishness when we allow ourselves to get carried away, when we allow ourselves to indulge way, way too much in intoxicating things, things that only ruin our health and ruin our relationships with one another. We live that life of falsehood, that life of fantasy, that life that is not at all grounded in reality, when we allow ourselves to be drawn to seductive things, things that destroy our ability to recognize true beauty, things that keep us from experiencing genuine love. Turn away from these things, the Lord says. Turn toward me, for I am full of mercy, full of forgiveness. The waters of baptism cleanse. They make new. Those waters of baptism that are regenerative, waters that we experience in the waters of the font when we receive the sacrament of baptism, waters that we experience through the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. The fathers of the church called the sacrament of penance and reconciliation a second baptism. The first accomplished through the waters of the font, the second accomplished through the waters of tears, the waters of sorrow, the waters of repentance. Turn to me, says the Lord. And finally, Isaiah gives us a very hopeful image. He says, my word, my will, my purpose for you, my word is like the rain and snow that come down to the earth, making it fertile and fruitful. This is a beautiful image, one that we can understand because we live in a region of the world that is fertile and fruitful. Things grow because of the rain and the snow that come down. Just as sure as can be, we know what fertility and fruitfulness is. We do not live in a part of the world that is parched, a part of the world that is desert, where nothing grows. How good it is to be in Indiana. How good it is to experience and to welcome the Word of God, His will, His purpose, that changes a desert into an orchard. that changes the dryness of our lives, the sorrow of our lives, into a life of goodness, a life of hope, a life of joy. Such is our life in Christ, a life that we entered into through the beautiful sacrament of baptism, a sacrament that we renew every time we take the water from the font and bless ourselves with his cross, a life that is renewed in every celebration of the Holy Eucharist. And so as the Christmas season comes to an end, and as the rest of the year unfolds, may we seek the Lord while he may be found. May we spend our money, our resources, on what truly satisfies. And may we welcome into our minds and into our hearts his word, his will, his purpose, that which brings joy to our heart, that which brings meaning and purpose and direction to our lives.